Cambridge Skills for Fluency. Listening 2 by Adrian Doff and Carolyn Beckett. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. Cassette 1, Side 1. Unit 1, Music in the Mind. 1A, Mental Images. Exercise 1. Exercise 2. 1.
It makes me think of moonlight on the Taj Mahal and elephants somewhere hot and steamy and far away in the moonlight.
2.
I think I can picture a tent, and I think particularly the inside of a kind of Arabian tent. And I can also see very much a fan. Maybe somebody waving a fan, keeping us all cool, and there would be... It's the end of a marvellous oriental type of banquet, and we're all relaxing and enjoying ourselves.
3.
This music definitely makes me think of the outside, high up, possibly travelling on a horse, the mountains... The night coming on, a slight chill in the air, animals in the distance.
4.
It makes me think of a very big landscape, very cold, very empty. I don't know whether it's a mountain, I don't know whether it's a great plain, but it's empty, and there is something in it. Perhaps I'm there, I don't know, but I feel alone, I feel lonely, and I feel hopeless.
5.
Well, I find that reminds me of a rather cosy sort of garden, but a very peaceful place where there's maybe waterfalls and stream going through and very nice arrangements of flowers.
1B, Musical Memories. Exercise 1. 1.
I think this piece of music has importance to me, because I think it was the first time that I'd ever been in a big concert hall, the Albert Hall in London, and hearing music in the place it's meant to be played, in a concert hall as against a record, makes a big impact on you.
2.
Well, it's called First Day of May, and it's about spring breaking, and it reminds me of my home in Athens, Georgia, at the University of Georgia during spring, which is one of the most wonderful times of the year there.
Exercise 2. 1.
I think this piece of music has importance to me, because I think it was the first time that I'd ever been in a big concert hall, the Albert Hall in London, and hearing music in the place it's meant to be played, in a concert hall as against a record, makes a big impact on you. It was also the first time I'd really heard what they call a serious piece of music, as opposed to pop music. And I also remember it because it was a very balmy, gentle, warm summer night in London. And I didn't go into the bottom of the Albert Hall. I went to the very top gallery, where there are no seats. So you wander round. And what surprised me was that it wasn't just an audience of students. There were men from the city in suits and bowler hats lying on the floor, some of them with newspapers over their faces, so they could concentrate on the music better. There were people holding hands, people throwing paper aeroplanes over the top, and it was like being in the middle of a marketplace, except there was this lovely music drifting up, and it was Beethoven's fourth piano concerto. It was the first time I'd heard it, and it's a beautiful piece of music.
Two.
Well, it's called First Day of May, and it's about spring breaking, and it reminds me of my home in Athens, Georgia, at the University of Georgia during spring, which is one of the most wonderful times of the year there. And when I hear that music, I can see my old street that I lived on, and people throwing footballs in the yard, and the public swimming pool with all the students going there, and everyone walking around in shorts, and the sky being very blue. There's lots of festivals in the streets, and a general good attitude is flowing through everything, it seems.